Chapter 18. Whoever isolates himself pursues his own selfish desires. He rejects all practical wisdom. A stupid person takes no pleasure in understanding. He would rather disclose what is in his heart. When a wicked person comes, contempt also comes, and along with dishonor, there is disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. It is not good to show partiality to the wicked one or to deprive the righteous one of justice. The speech of the stupid one leads to quarrels, and his mouth invites a beating. The mouth of the stupid is his ruin, and his lips are a snare for his life. The words of a slanderer are like tasty morsels. They are gulped right down into the stomach. Whoever is lazy in his work is a brother to the one who causes ruin. The name of Jehovah is a strong tower. Into it the righteous one runs and receives protection. The wealth of the rich is his fortified city. It is like a protective wall in his imagination. Before a crash, a man's heart is lofty, and before glory, there is humility. When anyone replies to a matter before he hears the facts, it is foolish and humiliating. A person's spirit can sustain him through illness, but who can bear a crushed spirit? The heart of the understanding one acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks to find knowledge. A man's gift opens the way for him. It gives him access to great people. The first to state his case seems right, until the other party comes and cross-examines him. Casting lots puts an end to disputes and decides between strong opponents. A brother offended is more unyielding than a fortified city, and there are disputes like the bars of a fortress. From the fruitage of a man's speech, his stomach will be filled. He will be satisfied with what his lips produce. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love to use it will eat its fruitage. The one who finds a good wife has found something good, and he receives Jehovah's favor. The poor man implores when speaking, but the rich man answers harshly. There are companions ready to crush one another, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.